You are now listening to an Average Joe Media production.
It's Anime Sundays. What's up, nerds, and welcome back to Anime Sundays podcast. The show where we talk all things anime and black nerd culture. In this week's episode, we are getting into a new anime that we feel may be going a bit under the radar recently, and we have no idea why. Besides the fact that JJK kind of shut shit down this season. I kind of get it. Yeah. But even still, Gear 5. But even still, we've been keeping our eyes on this show that has one of the most unique power systems we've seen in a while. And we are talking about Undead Unluck, bitch.
Undead Unluck, bitch. Oh, my bitch. Gosh.
Unlucky Undeady.
Fuko and Andy, baby.
There's a lot going on with this show, and it all starts with the two main characters, Fuko with the power of Unluck and Andy with the power of Undead. And it gets a bit more complicated than it sounds, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Whoa.
Yo, so we're probably not going to do this like as a, because it's still ongoing. Like, we don't want to give like a full, you know, anime season breakdown or nothing like that. We just really want to shed light on it and just talk about like some of the hype shit that's been going on recently with it. So with that being said, let's get into it. As always, we are your host. I'm Vic Damone Jr.
It's your boy Big Freshly Snipes.
That motherfucker right there.
And your boy PG Band 365.
About to change your name to motherfucking Freshly Fucking Drunk. Why do you keep opening this bottle, man?
Hey, man. Pitbull, man.
Anime shots. Anime time.
Freshly shots.
Did you not see Andy? Did he not look like he should be drunk?
I feel like Andy's drunk all the time on life because he can't die.
All right, man, let's get into how Andy and Fuko met each other, because we're going to need a little shot for that.
Is pretty lit and a little bit dark at the same time.
Yeah.
So I like how it starts off, bro, because I was a little confused at first. Okay, let's get into the shots first.
Yeah, man, because Fuko was tripping.
Go by.
Go by.
Salute.
I hope y'all took a shot with us now. Come on now. Get into it.
That shit hot.
Come on now.
I heard that old Shirley Caesar song in my head when I took it. It's just a like fire. Yeah,
shot open my bones.
Yeah. For real. Yeah. If y'all got the lick,
you leave your grandma's house alone.
No, I can't, man. That's all I got left of her. It's the old memories from church.
Yeah, man, you know, that's where he was at, grandma's house.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Grandma house. You finna hear Shirley Caesar. Grandma don't you worry.
No, that was the first 17 times you heard Shirley Caesar.
If you were finna hear two things, it was gonna be Shirley Caesar and The Price is Right at some point during the day. Hey, yeah.
The Price is Right for sure.
Maybe a little and, Wheel of Fortune.
Came on at, Wheel of Fortune came on at 7:30.
Yep. Yeah. Then Jeopardy came on
7.
Yep. Right before.
Right before.
Yeah.
Use that at your grandma house too, nigga. Don't fucking shame me. Hey. No, man. So getting into it, though, I thought it was pretty cool how they started it off with, like, this weird love scene between the fucking, there's, like, these two characters and shit. It was running around through a forest or some shit.
And it was, I was like, what's going on?
I was like, what the fuck is this? And it ended up being the main character, because it was mixed in with other, like, pictures of her, the main character, as a kid, with her parents, having a good time, kissing her parents on the cheek before. Hey, come on, man. Don't do that.
Hey, man.
That's fucked up, bro.
Hey, bro.
She kissing her parents on the cheek before they get on the plane, you know, and then it'll cut back to the love romance thing. You know, they laying down. It's a beautiful scene. And then they cut back to her parents. Her parents getting on the plane. And they cut back to the love scene. And then the fucking plane is on fire the next time they come back to the,
boom, boom,
the Paris
boom,
with the plane.
Boom. I'm like, oh.
Like, what the fuck happened with that?
Yeah, man.
So it's because Fuko's reading, like a love novel or something. Yes. Probably like, you know, one of those. And she's trying to read this because that's the only joy she can get from people being able to be in love. Because if you touch Fuko, apparently you get a stroke of unluck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So any physical contact that you come into contact with her with will then automatically trigger some fucking weird
unluck,
chancy metronome Pokemon bro. Move
yeah.
where a meteor may fall on you, or you might just trip or stub your toe. But I guess the more that she likes you, the more unluck that's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
Her not knowing this, I guess this is probably the first time her powers activated when she was that age, a kid.
Yeah.
She kissed her parents on the cheek and before they left. Of course, you love your parents more than anybody.
And the fucking plane
crashed.
Bro. No. A meteor came out of the sky and smashed the plane.
I thought it was that the plane turbine like blew up at first.
Yeah, a meteor fell and went into the turbine.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and it blew up.
So now, skip forward to adult Fuko, who's lived with this curse her entire life for years, not being able to have no contact with anyone, and she is at the top of a fucking bridge about to jump off. Hey, why is he so into this girl's pain, bro? Like, what the fuck is wrong?
I can't laugh.
He has no social cues, bro. Like, what the fuck? I can't do this episode if he's gonna not have fucking normal social cues.
Hey man, you wanted me to get into this anime, that's how I get into anime.
What the fuck? Why don't you respect suicide? Like, come on, bro.
It's not about the suicide, it's about
it's about her jumping off the bridge because no one
can. You laughed at her fucking parents for getting in a plane crash.
Because that's a fucked up power, bro.
Yeah, it is fucked up.
That's a fucked up power.
It is
like
fucked
just
up.
A damn.
Yeah. Yo,
after you get past the damn part of it,
you're like, what do you do?
Yeah, fuck. And you knew not to touch nobody else. Don't you touch nobody else.
She did. That's why, bro. And when you see her,
that's what made the story progress even more. That's what got me into it. This bitch went to touching everybody after that.
I'm a bomb.
This bitch hot hands after that. Bitch, you ain't supposed to be touching nobody.
She like, hey, somebody think I'm useful? Yeah, I go slap the shit out of anybody right now.
Look, I love this nigga. He can't die.
So, Andy.
Oh man.
His name's not even Andy.
Yeah.
He's just undead.
Yeah.
But okay.
Fuko's on the edge of the bridge.
She's about to jump and shit. Like.
Yeah, and Andy sees her. He's like, "What are you doing?"
First off, the nigga walked in naked, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think he had clothes on.
Did he have clothes on?
Yeah, the first time.
Okay, I don't remember. But the nigga just rolled up on her like, Hey, bitch, what you doing up here?
Hey, man, I heard you be killing motherfuckers when you touch me.
She was like, well, don't touch me.
Yeah.
He said,
and he instantly like picked his bitch up. Like,
that's what she said, because she was like, I got a deadly disease.
Yeah,
gotta kill you by touch.
Yeah,
and he was like, bitch, like, what a deadly disease. Look, I'm looking for this shit, like hotcakes or some shit.
Yeah. This how you know the nigga been living forever. He was like, what kind? What does it do? Does it attack this system, the nervous system? How does it work?
That nigga was like, crackhead.
I don't know if that's gonna be enough, but let's try.
And he's so excited to touch her with this deadly disease because he can't die.
He can't die. Yeah.
He's searching for a way to die.
He itching to die. That was bitch.
AKA, you know, undead.
Undead.
And then he gave her a hug. Like, bitch.
Yeah.
At first, I'm like, bro, I'm not going to watch that shit.
Bro, it takes a minute. I'm not going to lie. Like, it starts slow. I like the themes and the way of thinking and the system of it all. But it did take more than just undead and unluck to get me hooked.
But once it started though, it started.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah. They are called negators.
Mm-hmm.
And their powers are like the opposite, are like, it negates common laws in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Like and undead, unluck.
Right. They call them like UMAs, I think.
Yeah, no, UMAs are something different.
Oh, those are the rules.
Yeah, that's the actual, like
spoil. And that's the thing, like, it's so deep. Like, it's not complicated to understand, but it is complex.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, it's a pretty good power system. I like the fact that they, you know, don't really have all that much control over it. You're a random person that at any time could be born with a rule, or not born with, but... Or maybe you are born with it and it just activates at a certain time. I think that's how it goes.
Yeah.
But it's not always a good thing to have the powers. Look at Foucault. Look at Andy. Andy, like, has been living for millennia or some shit and is tired of it all. Look at Tatiana. I think we probably got to say you're talking about Tatiana for a minute. But, yeah, it's not always a good thing to be born with it. It comes with its own difficulties. So I like that.
And Tatiana, which Vince mentioned, is part of the union.
Right.
And we're going to be talking about that shortly. But the beginning of the story is very quirky. Foucault's trying to get away from Andy. Andy's chasing her down. He's trying to understand the rules of her negation, like her negate thing,
right.
her negate rules, because that's part of the thing kind of Andy does, because he can't die. He's been around so long that he just tries to break down every situation he's in to make it reasonable for his brain, because he processes information so much because he's been alive so long.
Yeah, let's get into this nigga's powers, bro. Because right away, like okay, so when she first touched him and the fucking piece of bridge that he was standing on just broke off randomly and he fell down. And he fell down perfectly as the train was coming and splattered this nigga onto the train. Like,
turned him into pink mist.
Damn. Yo, she was like, oh my God, oh my God. And this nigga literally from his head, like, formed the rest of his body skeleton and shit.
No, he used his little head rocket.
That's what I'm saying.
To the platform.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Scared the shit out of her.
Scared the shit out of her.
And then,
but you see right away how his regenerative powers of undead crazy. Work. Yeah, like, it's instant.
Out of any regenerative powers, hers has unlook.
All their powers are un.
Yeah. It negates like negative, a piece of reality, basically.
So
now, which is crazy.
So far we have unluck and unluck undead.
And undead.
Yeah. All right. And she doesn't understand her powers at all. He understands his powers perfectly.
Yeah.
And he's like the most, he's like level 100 over his unpowers, and she's level zero.
Basically.
So it's like the perfect match. They balance each other out. He's really at the point where he just wants to die. So he's trying to keep touching her.
Yeah, and she definitely could arrange that shit.
So part of him understanding her powers, because like all of their powers, that's why Vince said it's kind of complicated, but it's simple, because all of their powers have certain like activations and like ways they work and how deep they work. Like
spoil, when they got into the spoil.
Like when they got into the spoil. Bro. And like the more you touch her, the more the unluck will be, and the more she likes you, the more the unluck will be, and the more like affectionate she touches you, the more the unluck will be. So
when they kind of creepy
when Andy, but Andy's creepy because when Andy's he finds this out, he's like, no. Bro,
yeah, he was like, wait a minute, so if I kiss you, where's that going?
Yeah. And then, like, and then like episode what if we, three, he's like, now it's time for us to fuck.
Bro, right off the bat.
He's like, all right, I'm clapping cheeks now, because
I'm trying to die.
I think that's when she was like, well, it won't matter. Like, if you just force yourself on me, like, I'll hate you, so it won't, you know, work like that. He's like, oh, well, now I'm just going to have to make you fall in love with me, and then I'm going to clap them cheeks, bitch. Because that's the only way I think I can die.
So let's get into the union. Because that's what breaks out their quirky little running with each other.
Well, because she's being chased by the, or not they, she.
Yeah, he was being chased by the
union. He's being chased.
And he knew that they would chase her ass, too, once she found out that she was a negator.
Yeah. And the first union person that ran into was the girl with the on the island.
No, the first union person they ran into was the henchman with the unbreakable sword. In the house.
Yeah. That was real early.
Yeah, he had the unbreakable sword. He was like a henchman. He was nobody that was important. But he's like the first glimpse you get into the union. They kill him pretty fast.
Isn't that where Andy got his sword from?
That's where Andy gets the unbreakable sword from.
He stole the sword from him. I've never seen a nigga sheath a sword into his body, bro.
Yeah.
That was so unique and crazy.
Bruh. Like, I really like how they use their powers. Like,
my dog just be running, he'll stick the sword in the side of his rib cage and just keep
closing the shit. Like, yeah, all right, I got it.
Cuts off his arms to use them as rockets, like propels his blood forward.
Yeah, his powers. Those rocket fingers are
OP.
Yeah, because
that's
fingers.
How fast he heals. He sliced that shit and he heals and pushes that shit out.
Yeah, like, he uses his regenerative powers to push out his old body parts that he already broke off. And it's the craziest regenerative power.
I really thought when the show was called like Undead Unluck, I really thought that it was gonna be like zombie powers. I'm like, this shit gonna be boring as fuck, bro. Like,
yeah.
he can't die, like his shit just like falls off and it regrows. Like, they really took that shit next level.
Now that you say zombie powers, we might as well get into spoil.
Yeah, we might as well get into spoil.
He killed his first henchman. And then after he killed his first henchman, the two bigger henchmen come after him.
Yeah, they start coming after him.
It was like a big robot. I don't remember his name.
Was it a robot
name.
Or something? And then
the guy girl, with the blue hair.
Shin.
Shin.
No,
before
Shin, it was...
It was the girl on the...
No,
the
girl it was Unchanged.
The scientist, Unchanged.
Unchanged. Yeah. That was Unchanged. Ooh, the first.
That they had to replace. They had to replace...
No, drawing. You guys are wrong.
Okay,
no,
what happened?
Because Shin came along first. They killed the robot.
Oh, yeah, he did pop up.
She asked, well, how do we become somebody that chases you guys, chases people?
And Shin
was like, well, you got to go meet this girl on this island and kill her, and two spots will be open, and you guys can join.
Yeah, you're right.
Shin told them.
They
about
did meet Shin first, and I think Shin liked them, so he didn't.
It was Shin,
really
and it was the robot, and they killed the robot, and they was like, okay, we got one spot open. Shin was like, who's coming with me? And then Andy was like, no, we're not splitting up. And then Shin was like, well, you have to kill somebody else. Go on this island, and this girl will be at the island. Well, he didn't even say which Negator was going to be there, mm-hmm. which E-Union Negator was going to be there. He just said.
I'm sure. Yeah. I remember Shin had somebody with him, and Andy killed him.
Yeah, they killed the robot.
But he couldn't kill Shin, which made me interested in him, too. Like,
yeah.
That nigga jumped through
the portal. He was like, well, you guys got to go kill this person. And they didn't tell him. And Andy was only scared of one Negator, and it happened to be the girl that they met on the island
mm-hmm.
with the pink hair.
Yeah.
What was her name?
I don't remember. But I remember she's the one that makes that big barrier or a change.
Was it Gina? Gina? Yeah.
Yeah.
Gina Chamber.
Gina.
And the big robot was Void Vaux.
Okay. Yeah.
That's who they killed first. And then they
Void died first.
Yeah. And then they had to kill Gina Chamber next.
Okay.
And they go on the island. He's scared of Gina because she has Unchanged, which creates like barriers, and she put his head in a barrier. And if his head was in a small enough barrier, he couldn't regenerate.
The only way to capture this nigga.
So they kill her. There's two spots open. Now that they have two spots open in the union, they join up. Shin comes get the Shin doesn't come to get him. They send the little portal monster. I don't even know what that shit's called. It's a UMA though. UMA.
Yeah.
Now they send him. He grabs them. They come. They get their first mission, and that's Spoil.
Mm.
And Spoil is a UMA, and he's creating zombies.
Basically.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I do like about this show is it's quirky. Like, it's pretty quirky.
Yeah.
The comedy is kind of on point for me.
Yeah, the comedy is on point.
The comedy is on point. All the
Fuko is thick as fuck for no reason.
I feel like it's going to be so many Fuko cosplays in our
action. Man, and I can't wait. I hope. Yeah. Shout out to Nurse Becky. I hope she plays Fuko.
Nurse Becky would do a fantastic Fuko.
Whoa.
I agree.
Whoa. I would definitely want to be Andy.
All right.
Okay, let me stop. All right, I'm just joking.
Fucking crazy.
I'm big fresh to snipe, baby.
This nigga's stupid. Right. Hit the fucking, Toroy.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, man.
Yeah, I like the comedy in it, but I do like the quirkiness of it, too, because I feel like it gives a lot of like homages and shit to other animes. I don't know if or other like series.
Oh, and
it
that's
doesn't
the
take
part
itself
too.
So seriously.
Yeah, that's the lit part
because
too.
For when they got to Spoil shit, it looked like the walls on Attack on Titan. Like, it was that big open ass area.
Yeah.
Was I the only one that saw
that? Nah, I saw that too.
It looked like that. And I felt like they tried to make it look like that. Like, it was old timey and shit.
Yeah. I feel like they was giving a shout out to Zom 100, even though they're running at the same time.
Right.
With the different color blood and shit like that.
Like the blood splatter. Yeah. I felt like that was cool.
Yeah.
Spoil himself when they got we kind of skipping a little bit, but just to show like the homage, spoil himself when he got into that big form.
We're not skipping. We not doing the episode breakdown. Right, we're going through this bitch.
Spoil looked like fucking Zed from Power Rangers for some reason. Look
just like Zed from Power Rangers.
Like, I'm like, they're doing this shit on purpose, bro.
But Spoil was fucking their ass up.
What? Yeah.
Spoil was giving their ass. Spoil had everybody in the chokehold.
Now Spoil was in Nevada. United States.
Yep. They had to go find him.
They had to go find him. He was that my dog Andy was driving a big 18 wheeler like me. You
right,
feel me?
Right.
Me and Bam big 18 wheeler drivers, you feel me? It was Andy, Foucault, and Shin on his first mission. Well, it was the first mission for Andy.
Yeah, they left they left Shin.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then Shin stuck his feet in the top of the truck.
Yeah.
Sticking right on top of the truck.
Who you want to talk about before we get into it? The book?
I was finna say, going back to the power system.
Yeah.
Because they're like completing these quests from some fucking Armageddon UMA called Ragnarok. Is it called Ragnarok?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. So basically it makes demands of them, like quests. And it's where, like, I guess all the UMAs, the powers basically come from. Once they complete the quest, if they complete all the quests, I guess they'll stop Armageddon or stop Ragnarok.
Yes.
So that's what actually sent them. That's a cool ass concept, by the way, too. Like, just going back into kind of what makes the power system so unique, it's all kind of tied together.
Yeah.
Like, they're hunting UMAs and kind of gathering certain ones, and it's all because the powers exist in the first place.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool how they did that.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yeah. So he sent them on, you know, the first spoil quest. I like how they introduce you to their power system and how the powers work little by little.
Yeah.
You know, like Shin, I think, was like, oh, we got to be careful because, you know, some UMAs have like a radius, like, yeah, like what their abilities can reach and shit.
Shin pretty much said the Gator's powers work off being activated.
Exactly.
So you have to touch Foucault. You have to kill Andy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to actually do something to make the Negator's powers work.
Exactly.
The UMA's powers work in a radius.
Right.
So spoil power was unlimited access to turn people into zombies. So in a certain radius, he's turning everybody in that radius to a zombie. They don't have to touch him. They don't have to see him.
They're just in that bitch.
If you're in that radius, you turn into a zombie.
And for him, it was that whole town.
It was that whole town, yeah.
Yeah, and Shin's power is untruth.
Untruth, yes.
Yeah, and whatever you want to, yeah, and from what I understand, whatever you want to do, he makes you do the opposite.
So if your intention, like, I guess, is to kill everybody,
is
to move your hand, like, you know, forward to the right for a punch, that's not going to be the true intention. Like, that's not going to be your intent. If your intent was to, you know, try to right jab me, you finna, like, do something else.
Do a
like
reverse jab or something.
Yeah. Don't go the opposite way. Yeah.
My shit break out the socket and shit.
Yeah.
It's complex. Like, it gets kind of deep. So yeah, I do like that.
Other powers are complex. So they get into Spoil. Spoil was giving their ass the fucking beats.
Yeah. Everyone's a zombie. Already.
Candied beats.
Yeah. They was giving him the beats. Everybody's a zombie.
They only before we skip over one part that kind of got me into it too, because the story gets like a little endearing some points.
Yeah, it does get very endearing with the teacher and she became a zombie.
First off, let's talk about Pimp Andy. As soon as the teacher, the zombie teacher walked up to him and he could, after a while, he started spoiling from being in it, but he can't die.
He could understand her though.
Yeah, he could understand the zombie talk.
Like, because he was half zombie.
Bro. This is some nice story building.
Yeah.
So he's half zombie now, so he can understand the zombie. As soon as he understands that she's saying she just want to get married, that was her dream. He like, that's it? That's all you want? Okay, I got you. Shit, let go right now.
Yeah.
I got you. Hold on, wait a minute. Let me ask my bitch real quick. If we
get married, I'll tell you where Spoil is.
That's it? That's all? He was like, hold on, let me ask my bitch real quick. Foucault, she want me to marry her, but you know it ain't shit.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to say the day.
Yeah, you know.
Type shit.
Type shit.
Huh? But they get married. She tells him where Spoil is. Will comes out. He's spanking shit. Yeah, like not even
right off the bat.
This is the like one of the they fought. They had a few fights before this, but this is the first like bad guy. Mm-hmm. And this is not going how I expected it to go.
No, it was like kind of a goofy bad guy too. I'm like, so y'all finna fight a kaiju? This should be easy. This is a
kaiju that looks like fucking Zed.
And that motherfucker evolved and shit.
And he evolved. He whipped fucking ass.
Who's that Pokemon? That motherfucker.
How did they get it? They started using Fuko's Unluck. That's right. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how did they get out of that?
Yeah. Now,
that's not how they got out of it.
Now, we did skip over something crucial.
Oh, okay. What happened?
When Andy was fighting Shin and Void Vaux before, he took the card out of his head a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah, he did.
And he said, when I take this card out of my head, all my past experience, he doesn't forget anything because his head, everything on him regenerates. So his brain is perfect.
He
remembers all memories.
Matter into
so
his
he's
brain
been for hundreds of years he's been fighting. He know how to use every weapon. He know how to do every fighting style. He knows how to use his powers perfectly
to their limits.
They got a tattoo on his chest that say like 1860 something.
Yeah,
for real. Like, what the fuck?
Been bumping. You feel me? So he keeps his card in his head to block off.
Back in 1865, I'd have whooped your ass.
He keeps his card in that motherfucker watching drive.
You know what? Right now, I'm going to whoop your ass.
And when he pulls it out, he gains some of that fighting prowess and some of that knowledge.
He gains all of it.
Yeah. Well, not all. Now, if he pulls it slightly out.
Oh, yeah.
If the hole doesn't close.
Yeah, basically. The hole doesn't close.
Because when he took it out, it was still bleeding.
Yeah, it was still blue. He doesn't want to be that person because he gets fucking a little crazy.
I get a little, you know, sometimes. I get a little crazy sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. So he won the fight by pulling the card halfway out because he became all kind of OP when he got all that fighting prowess.
Indeed.
So let's go back to Spoil. Okay. They're getting their ass fucking handed to them. And the only way they can win is by Andy pulling the card out of his head.
Yeah, because Spoil was on their ass. Spoil evolved, and Spoil got his wings.
Evolved,
and was on their ass. He's chopping shit with wings. So he got this fucking beam
that spoils everything instantly.
Yeah, so instantly. And that bitch shoot. So I was watching the anime, and they in Nevada. He shot the beam and it went through past the goddamn.
It went all the way to America.
It went to Vegas.
It hit the Statue of Liberty.
It hit Statue
of Liberty. The one in Vegas.
You sure? Oh,
yeah, y'all wasn't paying attention.
I wasn't then. I thought it went all the way to New York.
Because you remember he called the girl. The girl was in Vegas.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, the beam just hit the fucking Statue of Liberty, the Statue of Liberty thing in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And then they had the little glass pyramid right behind it.
I was about to say, goddamn 3,000 miles, but it wasn't even that far. But even so.
Yeah, even so, Spoil was whipping their ass. So Andy pulls the card out of his head, but not this time. He doesn't pull it like halfway out because the first time when he pulled
and
it halfway
Shin
out.
Shin instigated that shit. Yeah,
no, Shin was getting his ass beat.
Yeah Shin was like, nice time to show off that power, wasn't it?
No, because Shin ran, remember? Because Shin had to try to work his power. Mm-hmm. And he has to learn certain aspects of your abilities in order for his powers to work.
I think he just have to see you.
He has to untruth your power.
Yeah.
So I need to know what your power is.
Mm. Yeah.
All the way. Like, what's your radius of your power?
Yeah.
Where your power works. And then
that's why he jumped in the radius. That's kind of why Shin jumped in the radius in the first place.
Yeah. You remember he ran off? He was like, I'm just going to go off. I'm just going to take off.
Yeah. He still instigated.
He instigated Andy to try to use the card out of his head. And this time, when he took it out of his head,
oh my
God. Turned fucking Super Saiyan 4.
with no fur.
With no fur.
Bro, G shit.
His face structure changed.
Yeah.
He looked more serious. He looks kind of silly. He looks kind of silly. He's still ripped, but he looks kind of silly as Andy.
Yeah.
When he took the card out of his head, his face got fucking chiseled. He got serious. He fucking
looked crazy as shit. Bad shit crazy. And he became bad shit crazy.
He beat the shit out of fucking Spoil. Fastest shit.
Ratioed like a bitch.
Eight piece cut down, bust down, baguette. That's what he did.
and at this point, you know, spoiler alert, we see Andy do shit that we've never seen Andy do.
Nah.
We didn't even grasp what regenerative powers really were.
This man shot his fingers off and made clones out of the piece of fingers that he shot off.
He regenerated clones out of the tips of his fingers that he shot off.
That shit was so lit.
That shit was fire.
Insane. And he turns his bone into sword.
Yeah.
And the clones were using the bone swords, and it was just insane.
Okay. Insane levels of hype for that.
He
wasn't even called Andy no more. His name was Victor.
Yeah. Victor.
Yeah.
Victor, the most powerful human.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. He said, I'm not Andy the Undead.
I'm Victor.
I'm Victor the human.
Yeah. So he dispatches a spoil. They beam spoil up, capture him. And then he's like, I'm going to kill Fuko and Shin.
Mm-hmm.
So Fuko tries to use her unluck power. He's like, that's a measly fucking negate that you just tried to fucking
that's
use.
All,
me.
That's all you can
that's
do.
That's all you can do, bitch.
But it didn't work on him because she didn't like him.
But it didn't work on him also because he kind of
knows
how to negate when he has his full power from seeing what they do. Like, Shin tried to use his power on him. He was like, that's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But it worked.
It didn't work the first time he tried to do it.
Yeah, but the second time
he tried to do it, it worked. Okay. And
he was just trying to do some shit and he was stuck.
He was fucking, he damn near Shin.
Yeah, damn near him for real.
And he was about to damn near Fuko, and Shin made a call to the rest of the fucking round table.
To the Justice League.
Now this comes in the Union Roundtable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna slaughter these names. I'm gonna say they're negate powers.
Okay.
And
I remember the fast kid,
the fast kid, top bull, Sparks, and his thing is unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy who experimented on Andy for 10 years, that was part of
the scientist.
His name's Nico.
Now, was the scientist giving anybody else Kurosuchi vibes from Bleach?
Oh, definitely.
Bruh, why do they make all scientists like that in anime the same
character? His power is unforgettable.
I bet. That's why he always wants the data. He's like, just bring me data.
And they have Haruka, unbreakable.
Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, in this part of the anime, they haven't even gotten into a lot of these people's quirks, like... Or quirks. powers.
With this fight, they really get into most of their powers.
They show you what they can do, but they don't tell you what their powers really are. We see the sniper dude shooting, but who's to say what really UMA is?
Yeah, so they have...
The only person we know is Top, like that full speed.
They got Tatiana. She's untouchable. Phil Hawkins, unfeel. And Shin.
You spoiling. Well, they ain't got into Phil for
Aren't
sure.
Aren't we spoiling this whole episode?
No, I mean, but what the anime hasn't gotten into.
Aren't we spoiling the whole episode?
No, but I mean, what we only talking about what the anime's told so far, though. We don't want to tell them shit that's in the manga. The manga, you reading from wherever they already got all the
stuff. But they kind of explained what Phil was doing. Yes, they did.
What is he?
They're not going to do this, Vince. I keep proving you wrong.
Okay.
I'll be paying attention.
All right.
Now Phil, he's kind of like Mega Man, you know. And they kept trying to figure out what his un was. That's when they explained it. When he was fighting Victor,
mm-hmm.
he explained what Phil's shit had going on.
Okay.
And Shin, we all know Shin already. And Juez, I don't know how to say her name. And And that's Injustice, and that's the fucking Union.
That's
and,
the head, the, yeah. the best one.
And they try to come to stop Andy. Pretty much, it was one of the best fight scenes that you'll see in a new
From
anime
this season. Yeah, I feel like that was definitely one of the best little.
Not even
portions.
Just this season. I'm talking about like the drop of the anime.
Yeah,
that was a pretty good fight scene between Victor.
It was hype. It was definitely hype, and it was a good buildup. I feel like they didn't give you too much right off the bat, even though. They dropped a meteor in like the first few episodes.
Yeah.
So I was like, how the fuck they finna top this? Yeah. And I was not let down.
Yeah, so
Undead Unluck.
They come, you know, they're fucking fire. Victor's fire, but they're more fire. They come, they stop him, you know.
Foucault stops him.
Foucault stops him because, you know, that's how the story's going to go. Yeah, she's the MC. Bro, she stops him, but really, she doesn't know she
And I was watching that, bro. Really, he could have fucking killed her.
Yeah, he could have killed her,
bro, all he had to do.
He would just be like nonchalant as fuck.
As he did before. Stick a fucking finger through his fucking body and blow her.
Yeah,
he was being real nonchalant.
Or blew her shit up. So, bitch, get the fuck off me.
She didn't know she stopped him. She passed out and woke up in the hospital, and Andy was there. It was a beautiful little, you know, love story. And pretty much where they're at right now, they're just like doing missions and shit.
Yeah.
In the anime, that's where they're pretty much at with it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're going to do a lot of like fight. And then get the person to join the team like JoJo's. Mm. Like, I'm going to fight this Wouldn't person this week.
Wouldn't know that.
You haven't watched JoJo's, bro?
No, man. Come on,
you know,
bro.
You know damn well.
Vince, you watch a little JoJo's?
No, man. Come on, bro.
These guys don't watch JoJo's. It's embarrassing. Everybody watch JoJo's.
We don't watch JoJo's around here. I don't watch JoJo's.
But I fuck with Undead Unlocked.
Your preference is your preference, man.
Hey, man.
Even if your anime choices are shitty. Hey, you still my dog, man. You know?
And Undead and Unluck was fucking fire.
That was fire. Yeah.
So far, it is definitely not disappointed. What's y'all favorite portions of Undead Unluck? What would you say is your favorite part about this new anime?
How thick Fuko is. Okay. Honestly.
All right. Yeah. That's okay.
I'm biting my lip right now. That's crazy.
That's Fuko. Crazy for real.
Fuko, baby.
That's crazy.
Fuko why new waifu of the season?
Bigger than a Snicker.
Thicker than a snake. And she's fully clothed
the whole season.
She's like Rogue. She's like Rogue. And she doesn't have nothing skin tight on.
She's literally Rogue.
From X-Men. But you know how Rogue had to cover her whole body, cover her hands, cover everything. Mm-hmm. So she's fully covered with baggy clothes on.
And I like to say, Fuko, like, come on, don't give up hope, man. Look at Rogue. Rogue ain't try to off herself, man.
Yeah.
You got Andy now.
Yeah, she's fully clothed.
I just want to see what this eye patch nigga got going on.
Yeah. I definitely want to see.
Unrepair.
That's where they're at with
cheap as fuck.
I want to see what
Bam's happening. Behind, so that's why we're not finna go into how fucking awesome Tatiana is. But if you've been up to date and you've been watching, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
What's your favorite part, Vince?
I was about to say, because I don't say shit. You got me watching this
about to spoil your ass on air. Fuck that.
Disrespect.
The powers. The power system. Yeah. I fuck with the power system a lot.
I want to see it fully explained, and we're not even close to that.
And we're not even close to that, bro. Like, they've really changed my mind about how cool healing is as a power.
I
really feel that.
It needs more world building.
Even with Spoil, even when they went after the UMA, right? Like, they had a little, the kids, we kind of skipped over that, but the kids figured out a little hack to it. Like, as long as you think about your dreams, you know, you stop.
You spoiled because you spoiled.
You spoiled because you've lost your dreams.
Yeah, you lost your dreams.
You're not thinking of your dream. Yeah. And we all know how important dreams are in anime, people.
Yeah.
Dreams got a quirkless fucking crybaby to be the number one hero.
The more you know. All right, man. Let's get us out of here, T-Roy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, man. All right, man. That is going to be it for us for Undead Unluck. If you ain't watching this shit, please go watch it, bro. It is definitely high on my recommend list. I feel like definitely has some quirky shit going on.
Yeah, it's a nice watch.
It's definitely a good watch. You know, Fuko thicker than a Snicker. What more can you want? Andy's groping. You know, he's all over the place. That nigga with him. That's the player of the year.
He's not Meliodas with it, but he's
doing something. Meliodas with it for sure.
I am a connoisseur of the bloodshed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's gory.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like, I thought it would be cartoony how gory like he is, but nah.
It gave me Fire Force vibes, so.
Yeah.
That's another reason I didn't want to watch it, because
he was like, you finna give me this lit ass animation and take it away soon.
Just like we is right now.
Gone. All right, man. And with that, as always, man, y'all the fam, and we love y'all. Listen, it's Sunday. Wake your ass up. You're not doing nothing.
Wake up, bitch.
You haven't been doing nothing all week.
Go to sleep, then wake back.
Watch Undead Unluck, and then come listen to this. You ain't got to come listen to this first. You know?
But wake your ass up.
You're old. That's the problem. You're tired.
Sunday.
We out of here.
Sunday.
This is an Average Joe Media production.
Stay tuned for the next episode of Anime Sundays, bitch.
On the next episode of Anime Sundays. With the new year upon us, the bros are getting into the most anticipated upcoming anime of 2024. From the creepiness of Junji Ito's Uzumaki to the absolute hype project of Solo Leveling, they discuss it all. And the best part is that by the time this one drops, we'll have already had a few episodes from some of these new titles. Strap in for another fire 365 days of anime. Will your favorite hosts make it through a full year of podcasting this time? The lazy bums better, because I'm still waiting on several paychecks. Find out next time on Anime Sundays.